Yesterday, parts of Texas and Louisiana were drenched with a month's worth of rain in 24 hours. Rain and snowmelt has flooded homes and farms across the Midwest and southern United States since early spring. Near Vicksburg, Mississippi, the Mississippi River has been above flood stage for 110 days. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd has been reporting this week in the Mississippi Delta, where the suffering has been as unrelenting as the rising water.
Don't let the peaceful sounds of the Yazoo backwater deceive you. This place has become a wasteland.
Animals are starving. You go by and you see one standing on the side of the road or in some woods eating grass is sticking out of the water, and their hip bones are sticking out, their backbones.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's crazy.
It's bad.
Eddie Hatcher is an Issaquena County Commissioner. We spoke at his home on a 94-degree burner of a day in the Mississippi Delta. There will be no corn this year for many farmers here. No soybeans, no cotton, no income.
How much of your county is underwater?
I've got 86 miles of county roads. And if you took every little dry spot that's not underwater, out of 86 miles, I might have a mile and a half that's not underwater. People don't understand just how bad this is until they come see this damage.
Today, we will see the damage up close, starting here at the edge of a farm road that disappears into the flood. It's where I met Anderson Jones. He's going home to find his dogs.
I had to leave my dog behind because they really guard that house. You know, my dog guard the house and guard me too.
Anderson is 59 and walks with a brace on his left leg. The house he left was the house he grew up in. Friends had helped him build a wall of sandbags around it as the water rose, but the makeshift levee didn't hold.
I wasn't going to leave until the water practically get in my house, and it did get in my house, made it 19 when my son was there, and I had to leave.
So from late February to late May, you tried to stay.
I tried to stay and hold on as long as I could, you know, hold out what the little stuff the Lord had blessed us with.
How did you decide it was time to leave?
When the water, I woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning checking things when I had the little pump pumping across the sandbag, and the water was coming down through the hole, so I had to do something fast then.
How do you feel right now? I mean, you haven't been back since May 19th. We're about to go see your place. Who knows what shape it's in? How are you feeling?
I feel kind of sad because, you know, my dad and mama, they built, had that house built and raised me and my brother and sister, and I've been in there and raised my son. I mean, he was 19 years old yesterday, and my daughter. I didn't want to put my children in danger, you know, going back and forth in this boat. Sometimes that little motor go out, we had to paddle, you know, so far.
Right, so, I mean, we're about to take a boat to your house because that's the only way we can get there.
That's the only way.
Anderson's home is underwater because this area is hemmed in on both sides by a ring of earthen levees. Think of the Yazoo backwater as a bathtub with a clogged drain. When the Mississippi River is this full, the water in the tub has nowhere to go.
Here come the boat.
It belongs to Anderson's friend, Way Windham. He's a soft-spoken man.
All right, can y'all get in?
Who helped put the sandbags around Anderson's house and checked on his dogs a few times. Windham puts an arm around Anderson, who's struggling to get aboard with crutches.
Move us out just a little bit.
The ride is a little more than a mile. We skim over farmland that looks like a lake. In 2008, the EPA vetoed a pumping project that had been planned for decades. The pumps would have sucked all this water out of the bathtub, but environmental groups said they'd also dry up pristine habitat for birds and fish. The project died, and people around here are still mad about it.
Are we walking the rest of the way?
No, y'all stay in the boat.
So at this point, Wayne Windham has gotten out of the boat. We're close to Anderson's house, but the water's just a little bit too shallow for the outboard motor. We're on a gravel road, he's walking on a gravel road. We're floating above it in this boat. I'm passing a mailbox that's about 3 feet underwater. There's a home right in front of me that's inundated at floor level. Just passed a tractor that's sitting there doing absolutely nothing.
My sister and brother-in-law stayed right there. Yep, and that's my other sister's house in the middle right there. The two-trailer house.
Your whole family lives here.
Yeah.
This is your whole life.
It's my whole life, born and raised here. Yep. It's got some history here. And that blue house down there is mine.
A moment later, we're floating in front of Anderson's front door. A big, wild-eyed dog sees us before we see him.
Hey, Wolf.
Wolf is standing on the wall of sandbags. He's wet and filthy.
Pat!
Oh, there he is. Patch, right there.
Where are you?
Come on, Pat.
Patch, the little one, runs across the top of the wall to greet us and then jumps down to take a drink. The water is black. Flies buzz at the surface. The dogs are stressed. They haven't seen Anderson in 16 days. But there are bigger problems.
You don't know good now.
Here we go. We're going to go inside the door now.
Yeah.
Okay, we're in your kitchen.
This is my kitchen right here.
We're about ankle deep, black water.
Yeah.
There's mold growing all over the countertops and the cupboards.
Yes. My new stove, all that.
We walk deeper inside the house. The air is thick. It's hot. Anderson's crutches click with every step in the sour hallway. Light filters through a window to show us the stagnant nightmare that is his daughter's bedroom.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Just dark.
Yeah.
There's no electricity.
Ain't no electricity.
You can hardly breathe in here.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Trying not to shed no tears. It's just my playroom here.
I can't stand it in here anymore. I go to the door. But in the front yard, there are dangers too.
Shit. That was a hole.
Now the black water is in my boot and on my pants. Wei Wyndham is watching from the boat with a distant look on his face. He's near the sandbag levee that he helped build, thinking about why it failed.
When you put a rain levee around the house, you have to pump the rainwater out. And what happened here was pumps failed or whatever reason. Water got in the septic tank and came up through the plumbing and flooded the house.
That's what all the black water is?
That's what all the black water is. This is very unsanitary.
What are they going to do? I mean, this is a disaster.
I don't know that you wouldn't have to completely gut this house inside and out to start over. Or tear it down and maybe start over. Because I don't know that he'll be able to stay here. I don't think.
I mean, I'm worried about him just being in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not safe walking around here. This is pretty much the worst of the worst right here.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Why did you take the time to help this man build a levee around his house?
Well, I mean, I care for, you know, fellow human beings. They don't have the financial means to build a levee like this. Anderson's been in a wreck. He's crippled up, and he barely gets around. So we came in on a tractor with a gooseneck trailer and haul sandbags in there to get this up and get him situated. But, I mean, we did this because we live here, you know. We pass this house every day. They're friends of ours.
Been an emotional 4 months.
It has. It has. It's very emotional. You see some bad things. You see people that they don't have anywhere to go.
Anderson has a place to go, back to his sister's house in Jackson. If he's lucky, flood insurance will cover some of what it costs to rebuild. But first, the water needs to go down, and more rain is coming. These dogs can't stay here any longer. They won't survive. The men stuff two anxious dogs into one crate and load them onto the boat.
Don't stop.
Anderson will bring Patch and Wolf to the abandoned building where he grew up, going to church. It's not far, but the land is dry on higher ground.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be okay. They protect each other.
He'll leave some food on a shaded porch step, and then he'll drive to his sister's place. When the water finally goes down, Anderson Jones says he'll come back.
Got to do like my daddy, rebuild, because I know it needs fixing.
You think you can salvage that? I mean, there was mold hanging off the walls. There's sewage all over the place.
Gonna have to clean it out, fix it over.
And maybe someday, his kids will do the same.
Because you got to teach your children, don't run every time something blow by. Keep what you got, because you can always say, ain't no place like home.
Don't run when you're scared.
Don't run when you're scared. All you got to do is trust God.
For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
Local forecasters say it could be weeks until the water levels in the Mississippi Delta go down.